USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russia has appointed a new commander in their offensive against Ukraine. Russian forces shelled more targets in the east, destroying an airport. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said on ABC, Russia is committing war crimes.
We killed hundreds of civilians without no reasons. The women, children, old people, teenagers. It's genocide of Ukrainian.
Pope Francis has opened Holy Week with a call for an Easter truce in Ukraine. He celebrated Palm Sunday Mass before a large crowd at St. Peter's Square. He didn't refer directly to the Russian invasion, but repeatedly denounced the violence and the suffering happening in Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
More people in Washington are coming down with COVID-19.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is the latest federal official to test positive for COVID-19. He tweeted that he is vaccinated and boosted and that his symptoms are mild. He was among dozens who attended the annual Gridiron Club dinner last week who tested positive. That count includes Attorney General Merrick Garland, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, and Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California and Joaquin Castro of Texas. Officials who did not attend the dinner are testing positive as well, including Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine and Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also tested positive recently.
One of the organizers of the Stop the Steal movement, Ali Alexander, says he's cooperating with the House committee investigating the January 6 riots at the Capitol. In a statement, he said he's innocent of any wrongdoing and is cooperating with the panel. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Officials report there's been a massive drug bust in Los Angeles.
In what's being described by Orange County, California, as its largest drug bust in about 16 years, authorities say they've recovered roughly 1,000 pounds of drugs after pulling over a minivan last month. According to a press release by the Orange County DA's office, Buena Park police recovered over 800 pounds of meth, nearly 190 pounds of cocaine, and about 20 pounds of fentanyl. Orange County DA Todd Spreitzer explains just how deadly fentanyl can be.
20 pounds that we recovered can kill half of New York City, half of Los Angeles, and Orange County, California, my county, 1.5 times. It's cheap, it's manufactured in China, it's imported and then processed in Mexico.
Former President Trump has endorsed television personality Dr. Oz in his campaign to fill the Senate seat in Pennsylvania, vacated by retiring Senator Patrick Toomey. Trump's endorsement was posted on Twitter by his spokeswoman, Liz Harrington. In his endorsement, Trump noted that Oz is pro-life and very strong on crime. English rock band Pink Floyd has released new music for the first time in 28 years. Proceeds from the project, titled Hey Hey Rise Up, will help with humanitarian relief in Ukraine amid its ongoing conflict with Russia. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.